and welcome. It's our number four, the fourth and final installment of the monologue for today's radio show, recorded live overnight for the podcast format with limited commercial interruption. So what are the odds that Julian Edelman has a change of heart? He's announced his retirement from the Patriots. They released him. And so Edelman announcing he's not going to play anymore. And also, is Edelman Hall of Fame worthy based on his production as a New England Patriot? A closer look inside the numbers coming your way right now in hour number four. Another expat from the glory days, no longer part of the family. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we sermonize coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from inside the bakery, cooking up piping hot sports takes all night into the morning from the kitchen, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well with you. Our lead this hour does come from the off-ramp of the NFL, and Julian Edelman has popped up on our radar. It was a very eventful day for Julian Edelman on Monday, if you were not paying attention because you have a life and a job and things going on, and maybe you missed all the drama-rama in our little sporting world. But Julian Edelman was released by the Patriots. His contract was terminated, they said, because he failed a physical. Well, short time later, we learned a lot more on the story. Edelman underwent knee surgery back in October. That was for public consumption, and he's not expected to be ready for the start of the 2021 season. Now, shortly after the Patriots announced that they were getting rid of Edelman, that he was walking the plank, Julian Edelman then announced, "I'm done." He issued a video and announced his retirement, saying he's always said, I'm gonna go until the wheels come off, and they finally have fallen off. And so that's what he said in this random Monday, mid-April video that he released. But what happens when the autumn wind starts blowing across the gridiron? It's one thing to say that now in April, your body's not feeling great, you've got a long rehab ahead of you, but will that be the case come football season? So let us discuss. What are the odds? Time to open up the Maller Sportsbook. Question, what are the odds that Julian Edelman has a change of heart and does attempt to play in the NFL again? So I'm going to set the odds on this at plus 3,000. That's pretty high, plus 3,000. That implies that there's only a 3% chance that we will see Edelman in an NFL game again. My take on this, you've got Modernize, Flintstones Vitamins, and Sponge and Stone. And we will combine all of these things together and make some banana cream pie. The greatest pie of them all is the banana cream pie. Now, to lead off with, all of the indicators, you know, you buy stock, you look at indicators. You buy real estate, you look at indicators. You look at the market. All the indicators show that Julian Edelman is completely cooked as a player. Right? That quote that he gave, as he said, the wheels have fallen off, is an accurate quote. He's not blowing smoke. Right? If you look at his recent performance, it is painfully obvious that Edelman is a broken down football player. This is not an overnight situation. Edelman has been bouncing down the never-ending staircase lower and lower and lower in recent seasons. Withering in pain, it would seem, weekly when you watch the Patriots, the games he's been able to play. Edelman's production per game has gone down for three straight years. In the last 3 years, Edelman combined has missed 16 games, which is a full entire regular season with a cornucopia of injuries. He's got the forearm problem. He had the hand, the foot, knee problems. There's a history of concussions. He's had three injuries to his right leg alone, tore his ACL, he's had a thigh bruise, right foot and ankle issues. For Edelman, So this is another one of these athletes that it's a Humpty Dumpty situation. Except when you talk about the Patriots, you have to rewrite, you have to modernize the nursery rhyme. Julian Edelman sat on a wall. Julian Edelman had a great fall. All of Belichick's horses and all of Belichick's men couldn't put Julian together again. The end. It appears to be the end. I'm going 3% on the comeback. Now, furthermore, despite the gloomy resume, which I have just laid out to you, I am leaving the door open. I don't know how you're looking at this, but I'm leaving the door open. Just a wee bit. I'm leaving the door open that Edelman will come back to play. In fact, at the end of the 2021 season, I'm going to tell you why. There's one truism in my life doing sports radio over the years. Athletes announcing retirement does not mean they're actually retired. Now, certainly, there's a sliding scale. You'd say boxers, football coaches typically come back more than your random run-of-the-mill player. And Edelman is a special case with all the injuries he's had. But in case you have been suffering from amnesia, even the guys that shouldn't come back often attempt to come back. And even when they are long gone from success, Julian Edelman is going to continue to recover from the various ailments that he has. He'll toss some pixie dust on his body and then hang out in the shadows. And you know, there's one scenario where I see Edelman coming back. We're going to call it the Hale Brady plan. The Hale Brady plan, which is where Edelman starts eating some of Tom Brady's special fruit, which apparently he's already done in the past. Edelman's been dinged as a steroid guy. But Edelman, you know, gets some of that special fruit smoothie from Tom Brady, some Flintstones, vitamins. And then let's just play this out, this hypothetical game. Injuries are a staple of professional football. And let's say that the Buccaneers, right around week 14, lose Chris Godwin or Mike Evans to injury, and the players behind them are not doing the job particularly well. You think Tom Brady picks up his rotary phone and spins the dial around and makes a recruiting pitch to Julian Edelman, starts blowing up Edelman's phone? I would say yes. Right? Bring in his assistant. Brady's got on the TB12 staff, Ponce de Leon, hired him when he got to Tampa, and give Edelman a little bit of a pep talk and much like they say in the White House, circle back. Let's circle back down the line. We'll circle back to that. So if all the planets align, as our friend Virgo in service there likes to say from the Bay Area, Andrea, the sports sorceress, then Julian Edelman will be back in the NFL. Now, the last thing here, Edelman as a player was a sponge and a stone, which is a compliment, right? Tirelessly working excessively to get the most out of his ability and absorbing like a sponge all that he could from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and squeezed all of that, whatever talent he had, he got out of it. Edelman was the trope of the Belichick Patriot player right out of Central Casting. 7th-round pick, 232nd player overall. The only one drafted lower that's still in the NFL is Ryan Succop. But that doesn't really count. He's a kicker. He was with the Buccaneers. They won the Super Bowl. I don't know if you know about that last year or this past Super Bowl in February. But Succop's still in the NFL. But Edelman, an overachiever, determined to work harder than everyone else. And, you know, tough-minded, all those cliches and all that, and a lot of people betting against him, and he got a lot of mileage out of his time in the NFL. The guy was a quarterback at Kent State, became a slot receiver in the NFL, and a good one, right? Wasn't invited to the combine, wasn't the five-star recruit. He got into it with that alleged pervert Deshaun Watson a couple years back, and Deshaun was talking about how nobody thought he could make it, and I pointed out that he was a top recruit, went to a well-known football school at Clemson, got very upset with me. But someone that did overcome the odds is Julian Edelman. No combine, 7th-round pick, quarterback, shifted to wide receiver, and he made it. Now, some have asked the question, and they've said, is Julian Edelman a Hall of Fame worthy player? And my response to that, while I appreciate what Edelman did, pump the brakes on that, right? Let's nip that in the bud. This has zero chance of happening unless Julian Edelman can bribe Hall of Fame voters. But he's not getting my vote. Edelman played 11 seasons with the Patriots. And what is the standard? Can you tell the story of the NFL without mentioning the player's name? You probably could. Even if you say you can't. Even if you say, because Edelman was so good in the playoffs, you have to give him credit. Well, what about the other criteria? Right? Was he a dominant force? No, he was not. Zero all-pro appearances. As a receiver, obviously you're not going to win an MVP award, but he wasn't in the running for any of those honors. Never made even a Pro Bowl in his career. Now, he was very good throwing the ball. He attempted six passes, completed all six of them. So he ends his career with a perfect passer rating, 6 for 6, 128 yards and a touchdown. But Edelman, obviously, his calling card is the postseason. And he was able to ride the Brady train in the postseason, in the Belichick train. He's got the second most catches in postseason history and the second most yards in postseason history. Played in 5 Super Bowls, won 3, has a Super Bowl MVP. But Edelman was never a supernova in the regular season. Led the NFL in 0 statistical categories and is ranked 196th in receiving yards per game as he leaves stage right from the NFL. And if you were to say, who is the comp to Julian Edelman as far as a regular season performer? It's Flipper Anderson. Flipper Anderson was a very good player in a different era of the NFL for the Rams. He set the record, which is still the record, for most receiving yards in a single game. But I don't think Flipper Anderson ever, with the Rams in those days and some of the other teams he played with at the end of his career, I don't think he ever made a Pro Bowl. I don't think he was ever a Pro Bowl receiver. Might be wrong on that. And then there's guys that were like, you know, good, made the Pro Bowl, but not great, like Al Toon, another old school guy. A more recent name, a part of our family at Fox Sports Radio, TJ Houshmandzadeh. I put Edelman in that class of receiver. So to me, that's an open and shut case there that Edelman's not a Hall of Fame player. And championships and postseason accomplishments are the last thing as far as championships, winning Super Bowls, because that's a team award. It's not an individual award. Now, obviously, Edelman is an exception because he was so dominant in the postseason as a wideout, second to Jerry Rice. It's also quantity. He had many more opportunities playing for the Patriots than your average run-of-the-mill receiver. So there's a lot of variables you've got to factor in when you talk about Edelman, but I don't think he's going to get anywhere close to the Hall of Fame. And it's not like he played for the Cowboys or somebody that gets a lot of Hall of Famers. We're going to see how history, and I say history, I say the Hall of Fame as a whole looks at this era of the Patriots. And is there going to be a grudge from the scandals around the Patriots? Now, certain teams are darlings of the NFL, and there's other teams that are not, right? You know, the Raiders come to mind, right? There have been some great players for the Raiders. But there's been a bias, a perceived bias, that it's a little bit harder to get in the Hall of Fame when you play for the Raiders because of the Raider mystique. And are the Patriots and players that have played in this last 20-year period going to suffer the effects down the line? Well, we're going to have to wait and see.
The greatness of the Raiders.
I would, you know, just spitballing here, I would say it's going to be the Patriots more like the Raiders than the Cowboys, where everyone gets in, right? Just about every, you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall, you wore the star, you had one good year, Hall of Famer. Put him in Canton right now. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller, if you'd like to be part of the festivities. And it's time that we've got to give Eddie Garcia a new nickname. He's earned another nickname. I'm going to explain my theory behind that. And you might want to delete all the evidence. One NFL team going to Stalin-like tendencies over the last couple days. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
4 out of 5 nocturnal listeners to sports radio chose the Ben Maller Show to combat insomnia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your help to grow the Maller Militia. Let's work the microphone back to a man who was just pantsed on live radio, embarrassed, bamboozled, dunked on in the game show Maller's Mountain of Money. It's Big Ben.
Yeah, I wouldn't brag about that. It's luck of the draw is what it is, called luck of the draw. So, Eddie Garcia, who's not here, we're all being punished for Eddie not being here. But I believe Garcia needs a new nickname. Now, Eddie's usually on the show. Usually corporate holidays, he's not here. This is not a corporate holiday. He was getting the second vaccine shot, so he took the night off. But Eddie's nicknames, if you're new to the show, he's Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold, Corporate, 9 to 5, Jar Jar, the Mad F-Bomber of Sports Fodder, AAA, Gated Garcia. He earned the nickname Steamboat Willie. You know how you earned the nickname Steamboat Willie? There's a couple of dates on the sports radio calendar that you're supposed to be here. They're big events. You need to be on the air at these events. For example, the lead up to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl Sunday, the NFL Draft, a big event. There's a few other ones. But Eddie chose not to show up the night of the NFL Draft a couple years back because he got invited to a draft party at Disneyland. So he earned the nickname Steamboat Willie. And I was thinking about it, and Eddie's the resident hockey expert. We were going to have an emergency Puck the World with Eddie breaking down the trades because Monday was a big date on the sports calendar. If you're a hockey fan, if you're a puckhead, it's a big date. I said puck, Eddie, Roberto. But it's a big date. It's the NHL trade deadline, right? It's come and gone now. So if you're Jones in for some hot hockey talk, then we were going to go to Eddie and break down the trades that have happened over the last couple of days, but Eddie's not here. So I believe Eddie deserves a new nickname. So if you would like to submit a suggestion on a nickname for Garcia, who last time he did something like this, he picked up the nickname Steamboat Willie. So we've got some very creative people in the Maller Militia. We'll see what you come up with. Good luck on that. But he definitely deserves another nickname. Deserves another nickname. Let's go to the phones, and who do we have? Let's see here. MGM John in Lost Wages, Nevada. Hello, MGM John.
Pokey, 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 Mr. Ben Maller. Ben Maller, you just witnessed the greatest thing in history. You got defeated by Brian Fenley, the leader of the Fenley Fanatics. That is a massive win for the Fenley Fanatics, Mr. Ben Maller.
My man.
Hey, hold on a sec, John. I think you missed a spot, MGM John. You might want to go back. And I think you got to lick that one last spot there. You licked everything else. You got to lick that last spot.
Despite all the rigging, for you to win Brian, along with Eddie's ghost and his wife, giving Brian Fenley good luck to win against you,
Hey,
Bill
John.
Miller.
John, what color knee pads are you wearing right now, John?
I wear yellow knee pads right now, but I am not. I am a proud member of the Fenley Fanatics.
All right, thank you. We're good. Boy, that was more of an invasive massage than Deshaun Watson's been getting. My goodness.
Yeah, it was.
Holy crap. What was that?
Don't be so insecure, Ben.
What are you paying him? I mean, no one could actually, by listening, think that you're any good.
It's a growing revolution.
All right, man, that's brutal. Chris in Houston has a golden ticket. He has called back, Chris in Houston. Hello, Christopher.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
I'm back. I had to go back at that dry paint they called Brian Fenley. You know, Brian, you're so boring. I'd rather watch dry paint dry.
You know what, Chris? For all the trash you talk more trash than a garbage man.
Oh well, God, it's good to say the garbage horrible. Man. You know, the garbage man right now is at your house right now. I just want to let you know that.
You know, with all the complaining and whining you do on this show, how much are you going to start paying me to be your therapist? Because I keep hearing all your problems, and you keep complaining, and there's never a solution on your end.
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, I hear that Boy Scouts lawsuit is about to end, Brian. So how much are you getting?
You know, I heard there is an internship. I heard there was an internship for you at the motorhome where you can work for them and start selling motorhomes.
Is that where you found your girlfriend?
No, but that's the place where you got all the autographs from all the Houston Rockets cheerleaders.
Time out. Hey, Brian, you're getting buried here.
Even if I wasn't, Ben, you would never admit it.
Raise the white flag up there, Brian.
Hey, Brian told me I don't have no endurance, so I'm guessing that's what a girl told him.
You know, do you talk a big game like this when you're working at the grocery store, too?
What's wrong with the grocery store? He's a frontline employee, you dumbass.
You
know what, Chris? I love all that. I'm giving you another golden ticket, Chris. You get another golden ticket for taking shots at Brian. Good job by you, Chris. Solid effort.
Hey, Brian, I love you, man. You're a good guy.
No. I retract the golden ticket then. I take that golden ticket back. How dare you? Can't say that. You lose all credibility when you say something like that. By the way, MGM John right now is so excited he had to take a cold shower after his phone call that he got to talk to his hero. Unbelievable. Let's go to John, who's listening on the Sports Hub to Fox Sports Radio in Boston. What's going on, John?
You can call Brian the babbling baboon of Fox Sports Radio, even though it's a horrible overnight weekend show. And he did a story about a baboon, and he kept calling it a baboon and claimed to have no knowledge of a baboon at all.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
That's a moron.
All right, thank you for that.
Is that another clown?
Baboon of Fox.
Go put your clown shoes on.
John sounds like a reasonable consumer of sports talk radio programming. It makes sense.
And it drew the issue of Chuba Hubbard.
Anybody have any complaints about the babbling baboon of Fox Sports Radio?
No, I like that.
It's just paid propaganda from Maller fanatics. Just he pays them to call in to prop up his ego.
How come I didn't learn about this? I got to learn from John. When did this happen that you mispronounced the word baboon? When did that happen?
I have no idea. I think he's making that up because I never remember using that term on the air.
Well, because you didn't say it properly. Are you calling John a liar?
Yes, I am.
You babbling baboon?
I'm calling him a liar.
Wow, that is it's a scandalous thing. David in Pennsylvania writes in. He's got a nickname for Eddie. He says the Puck Ducker. I don't know. David, I think that could get me in trouble if I say that. Say that a little bit too much. I don't know if you can use that one. It's funny. Chris says, Eddie the Punisher Garcia, because really he has more authority than the suits at Fox. Even they can't punish Ben more than Eddie can with a simple vacation day. And Brian filling in. Daniel, the actor in Cali, says, Big Day Dasher, the artist of event evasion. He says, either one of those. I like Big Day Dasher more than the artist of event evasion. Let's see here. Nate, the beer guy, this is the official account, not to be confused with the unofficial account, says, can we add Forget It, Finley can F it up to the list of Eddie's nicknames? So he says.
That's the guy who drinks O'Doul's. Why would you take anything he says seriously?
All right, this is not your time to talk. Okay, turn your mic off. Bad job by you. Fast Eddie, not the Fast Eddie from Maine. This is the Fast Eddie from Syracuse. He had a lot to say. No nicknames that are really that great. Malaprop guy says Skater Eddie. I need something that's got some pop to it. I need a little pop. Rob in Vegas says Eddie's new nickname should be Go Puck Yourself Garcia. The trend here. There's a theme to this.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-N-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is. year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Breadman Bill, I think, is the winner right now in the clubhouse. We're trying to come up with a new nickname for Garcia. He is the hockey guy in the show. He has missed the post-NHL trade deadline show, and we would have showcased Garcia to break down all these trades. He's not here. Breadman Bill says, how about Eddie Garcia? What do you think? I like that. Eddie Garcia.
I don't really get it, but...
Was that a drop, Roberto? Was that?
No, that was Brian.
That wasn't a drop?
No.
That should be a drop.
Why?
Make that a drop. Sundown says Eddie the Puckaholic Garcia. He points out. Who else do we have? Let's see. Page down here. E Rocker says, I like his avatar. I wonder how he did that. I'd like to get an avatar like that. He says, how about Eddie Van and Relax Garcia? Interesting. Early Exit Eddie. Oh, I kind of like that. Is that better? Early Exit? What do you like better? Early Exit Eddie or Eddie Garcia?
You're doing the inflection wrong. Confusing. Yes, it's like Eddie Garcia.
Well done, Coop.
Thank you.
Somebody knows something around here.
Don't say that. I like my version better. Early Exit Eddie, though. That's got a nice ring to it. All right. Early Exit Eddie.
But, I mean, don't we already have a nickname that refers to this? Isn't that the whole corporate Garcia thing?
No. I'm glad you brought that up, Coop, because there's a lot of misconceptions about the nickname. Corporate Garcia is a reference to corporate holidays, right? The NFL draft is not a corporate holiday, and the NHL trade deadline is not a corporate holiday. So those would not be covered by the umbrella of corporate Garcia.
Gotcha.
Yes, this is a different animal that we're dealing with here. It's a new species, and I'm not sure how we can go about it. But we've had some suggestions if you want to send one in there, but I like Early Exit Eddie, and I guess I'm going to butcher it again. Big Papa Garcia from Neebs, that was his idea, and Eddie Garcia... Did I say it right, Coop?
Yeah, there you go.
Eddie Garcia.
There's that college education.
That's right. Saddleback College, home of Mark Grace, back in the Cubs star in the 90s. Most hits in the decade of the 1990s, right in the steroid era, at the most hits of anybody. Justin in Cincinnati says the Fenley Feminist is the name. Not the Fenley Fanatics, the Fenley Feminist. Interesting. All right, let's go now to Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario, to get you caught up on Cowboys Corner.
Well, hello, everybody. Well, how about Eddie Glider Garcia? And yesterday, my cousins Donnie and Ronnie Turner were 68. They're 3 months older than I am. And let's see, today, R&B singer... Steve Bison, 70, and 12 years ago today, 1976, Tigers
Who?
Pitching legend Mark the Bird Friedrich died on an accident on his farm. That was 4 days after Angels pitcher Nick Adenhart pitched a shutout and then was killed in a car crash on his, I guess, way home from the ballpark or a bar or something. And 58 years ago today, Pete Rose got his first hit off the Pirates' Bob Friend. 37 years ago today, when he was playing for the Expos, Rose got his 4,000th hit off the Phillies' Jerry Kuzman. Of course, Rose's birthday's tomorrow.
Get ass on Facebook.
And anyway, talk to you people tomorrow morning. Remember, black cowboys and bucks and blondes matter. Bye-bye.
A cowboy, man. He's lost a little bit off his fastball. He's out of practice. We don't do Cowboys Corner every day anymore. Cowboys a legend. One of the most popular events that we did last year in 2020 during the early part of the pandemic when there are no sports for 134 days. Did the Power Hour with Cowboy John Brett. Very, very popular. All right. It's the Ben Maller Show. So an NFL team trying to erase a big part of their franchise, the Houston Texans, taking a page out of Joseph Stalin's playbook. I remember as a kid, I used to watch the History Channel, and they had all these documentaries about like World War II, but they had Joseph Stalin documentaries also mixed in, and I heard about the Great Purge, when millions of people in Russia were just banished to remote areas to do hard labor in gulags, and some people just vanished from their homes. They just were just taken away by Joseph Stalin's Gestapo. Anyway, I bring this up. Obviously, it's not the same thing. I'm just using this as an example. Stalin would make people disappear. The Houston Texans marketing department is attempting to make Deshaun Watson disappear. Very difficult to have a quarterback not featured in your sizzle videos. But a viewer of Houston Texans, some of their videos online, realized that they had been re-edited to remove all references to Deshaun Watson. Now, it's obvious why that is going on. Don't want to highlight Deshaun Watson in the videos, and with 22 women filing lawsuits claiming he's a pervert, you don't want to go down that road. But the Texans have removed Watson almost entirely from their introduction. They have this in-house TV show called Texans 360, which has a sizzle reel of all these great plays for the Houston Texans, and Deshaun Watson is not there. He's not there. There's no gyrations and celebrations and touchdown passes, and you know that was an intentional act. That was an intentional act by the Houston Texans. You can't blame them for doing it. I cannot blame them at all. Meanwhile, we did have another roster move. I wanted to mention the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have added more help for Tom Brady. Slipped under the radar to some, but Tom Brady making a recruiting phone call, we are told, the legend of Tom Brady. And Giovanni Bernard, the Cincinnati Bengal running back, a little long in the tooth, is going to Tampa. We assume to be what, the third string running back? We'll find out. But Bernard, who had some productive years in Cincinnati back in the Marvin Lewis regime, is now going to play for the Buccaneers. And I wish him well, because when I hosted the signature NFL show at Fox Sports Radio on Sundays, The Blitz, I forget who I did that show with, but we actually had Giovanni Bernard on multiple times. And he's a very, very kind guest, good interview, which is all we care about is blowhards on the radio. Are you good audio? He was good audio. So best of luck, which means as good as everyone else, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Straight ahead for us, Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, Cite the Bite. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Explosion, Blair, right away.
What?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. Now let's get back to the show and a man who was emasculated on live radio getting beat in a game called Maller's Mountain of Money. It's Big Ben.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that.
It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
All right, here we go. Time now for Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, which is beloved by every man, woman, and child except Honda Rick, who says, Ben, please get rid of Cite the Bite. It's so stupid. I have listened every day for all 4 hours for 6 years, he says. I cut it off during this segment every week.
I like it.
Thank you, Honda Rick. I'm glad. I know you're listening. I know you're still listening. Anyway, let's play the game. Here we go. Cite the Bite. Play the sound bite, Roberto. Someone from the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days. You got to figure out who it is. And here we go.
I said bye.
All right. Will anyone get that right? I'll go first. I am going to go caller number 5, Eddie.
Caller number 5?
All right. Thank you for that, Eddie. What about you over there, Roberto, back on the show?
Llamada número cinco iba a ser el gringo de Cincinnati, Justin in Cincinnati.
Ah, I see what you did there. And how about Coop Daloop, who's back as well?
I'm going to go with caller number five.
Interesting. You guys all cheating off my paper. It's odd. All right, let's go to the phones, and who do we have? Let's go to Dan in the Valley of the Sun, batting leadoff on Sight the Bite.
Good morning, Ben. First to Roberto. Roberto, tengo un buen día, okay?
Usted también, gracias.
My guest, Ben, is the former Phoenix Sun, Tom Van Arsdale.
Oh, that's a great guess. Tom, is it Tom Van Arsdale? Hang up on yourself. Not Cotton Fitzsimmons either. All right, next up is Rob in Vegas, my caller number two, Rob in Vegas.
Good evening, Ben. Is that Brian Finley taking a ride on the baloney pony?
No, I do not believe it. This person was heavily involved in skateboarding before turning to basketball.
I said bye.
Let's try Dick in Dayton. Dick, you want to play the game, Dick?
Yeah, I'll play the game. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning to you, Dick. Who do you think this mystery voice is? Let's play it again for our legendary caller, Dick in Dayton.
I said bye.
Yeah, who do you think it is, Dick?
Let me see. Michael Jordan?
It's a great guess. No, it's incorrect. Call me tomorrow, Dick. I'll give you some more time. All right. No, it is not Michael Jordan. Caller number four on Sight the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. Let's go to Matt in Indy. You are my caller four, Matt in Indy.
It is a Indy dog.
Okay, I didn't understand that. I'll throw that out. Caller five, the clue, this person is a Muslim. That's his religion. Justin in Cincinnati.
Family's boyhood crush.
All right. No, you're incorrect. Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder of the Lakers. Dennis Schroeder.
Blow me up, Rocky Roberto.